Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Okay.
My hair.
Jesus, Matt.
My hair is like a blanket. Did you change your mic after he did that?
No, I think you did. I changed my mic.
Look at how all of ours are at
a 45 degree angle.
Okay. Move it over a little. There you go. Perfect.
Is this good? Yeah.
We get Matt one of those.
Oh, you just did it again.
Yeah, why do you keep twisting it?
Because I feel like I'm tall and it should just be up at an angle. But...
No, but then you're talking over it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
God damn it.
What's good, everybody? What's good?
Matt, what is so funny? He's delirious because he didn't
I feel like a youth pastor or something. Like, what's good, everybody? What's the good news?
What's the tea?
What's good, everybody? Welcome to Good Influences. I am Matt King. We have Mike Shepard, Carly Incontro, and Aaron Guilfoy. And today, the topic of Good Influences is movies, cinema, films, if you will.
I think I'm gonna go. Nobody needs to be here.
Carly, I think you have some good takes on movies.
We'll see. I have a thing where if you name a classic movie, I probably haven't seen it.
Well, we don't have to like focus and dive into the classics. We can talk about,
Okay.
We can get a little nostalgic about like how we used to like consume movies. We can talk about our favorite childhood movies. We can talk about movies that were the most memorable, the scariest movie you've ever seen.
Oh yeah.
It can go so many places. But
it's like Halloween.
We also have a lot of listener emails.
Submissions.
Thank you. Oh my God, I can't think. So if you didn't know, that is a big part of our podcast. It's a lot of listener-based convos. So if you would like to be a part of that, you can email us at goodinfluencespodcast@gmail.com. And over on our Instagram, each week we post what the topic will be about. So make sure to follow us there so that you know what's going on.
And I just want to say thank you so much to everybody who has been leaving like the best comments on the YouTube channel. I've read all of them. I was responding to some at 4 a.m. I found it comforting. You guys are a really great community, and I just want to say my appreciation towards you guys. And
did you see the comment that someone left that was like, it was on our hot takes episode? They were like, I agree with everything except for not having children, and they basically left like a page long comment.
I read that this morning. Like, what is the meaning of life if you're just going to go around, dick around, and have fun and then die and not leave?
Need to leave your mark on the world. Otherwise, your life isn't worth living.
That's so crazy because you can do that in different ways.
No, I know. It was so weird.
Oh, I love we have crazy fans. that's really cool.
Also, at the same time, I was like, did Matt write this?
He wants us to
get
so bad.
Well, I wish. We come to this place for magic. We come to AMC theaters to laugh, to cry, to care. I'm joking.
Okay, please keep going. Okay, yes, I do.
Heartbreak feels good in a place like this. That's become like the national anthem right now in
Do people now clap when they see it?
Yeah.
Have you been to a theater where they do that?
Yes.
It's really funny.
Connor, Franta, and I like stood up and like made it like the pledge where we put our hands over our heart. But I clapped when I was in Alabama and nobody else clapped.
Embarrassing.
So I felt a little crazy.
To clarify, this is if you go to AMC movie theaters, is it Nicole Kidman?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes.
She does like this intro before the movies to like talk about the nostalgia and the grace and the beauty of films and like welcoming you to the movie theaters. And
why did it become such a meme? Do we know?
I think it came off kind of cringe at
first. She's so smug.
Where it went on very, very long. She's wearing this elegant, like, gala gown inside the theater. She comes in, and you know Nicole Kidman ain't walking into an AMC like that.
No.
And she sits and watches this screen in the most, like, obvious, like, I don't know, dazzling way, where she's just... And so I think people at first like hated it and then came to love it. And now they've demanded it. And
it's really
Do you think it's like a little camp the way people love it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's ironic and not really. I haven't seen it. I've seen it on like Sally and Brooke's stories. And like, that's why I know what you're talking about. But
you haven't seen Nicole Kidman's.
I haven't been to a movie theater and like, I can't tell you how long. To an AMC specifically.
You got to go back.
I'd rather just like watch at my house.
But the magic of the cinema is still alive.
Yeah.
We do love movies. Hold on. I don't even know where I'm going with this.
My water bottle? I'm sorry. Is it?
It's right there.
Oh, Matt is water.
My bad. Matt wakes up early one time and just his brain just
doesn't
work.
Where is all my stuff? The thing that I do like, I think that COVID made it so obvious how accessible it can be now to just like, you know, send the movie straight to streaming services and be able to watch it from the comfort of your own home. I'm also like a big peer. And when I go to the movies, I always get snacks and like sodas, whatever. And I constantly like, I'm like holding it until.
And then it makes it unbearable.
Yeah. You know about the website runpee.com?
Yes.
Have you ever used it?
No, because I haven't been
seeing movies in theaters too.
Yeah. What is that? It tells you what's happening?
Yeah, it tells you the parts to go pee.
Yeah, and then it will tell you what you missed. Like, it's someone who watched the movie and dissected the plot, and then it's like, if you have to pee, wait until the scene where John talks to whatever, go pee, and then it will tell you, okay, here's what happened in that scene.
Wow.
And it's like, so you don't miss important plot points.
There should be an app. Somehow it, like, syncs up and knows you're at the movie theater, and you can watch it. Well, you can watch stuff while you're going pee and come back. Why don't they have that?
But that's also why I'm just like,
a pee screen. Like,
you push play on the back of the bathroom stall. There's screens like in the airplane.
Disgusting. Yeah. No, I'm thinking like an app, and you have to like connect to the Wi-Fi, so you can't take it home or something. Like, you can't watch it home, and you can play it.
Something very
Matt,
small.
You know what? I think this is a great idea.
Hey, sharks! You ever have to go pee pee during a movie?
That's what I'm telling you.
You're in the bathroom, being like bumping into people, being oh sorry. Like, you just focus on your business.
All the movies are playing at the same time.
But also, if you're in this, if you're in the stall, like it could potentially ruin a movie for someone who hasn't seen it.
I guess maybe they can provide you with headphones.
Usually,
for a total listening experience. Like rock and roller coaster.
I can predict the times you need to go pee after like something that's a huge like action moment.
Yeah, I know you
That following scene isn't going to be that entertaining. They have to calm down.
But you might miss something integral to the plot.
I try never to pee during a movie.
Same.
I'll be so upset if I miss something important and then the whole movie doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
dude. Go on.
Go on.
The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. I never had, this was when I was a child. I had to pee so bad during that movie.
I feel like 3 hours.
I think I damaged my bladder during that movie.
You got a UTI.
I was never the same because it was a 3 hour long movie and my bladder, like, I think was strained. Like, I think I have stretch marks on my bladder from that evening.
Is another reason you don't like seeing movies in theaters because you're a subtitle girl?
No, I'm not a subtitle girl.
You're not a subtitle girl.
Anti-subtitles.
TJ is, right? And you're not.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I literally, if movies, I know this is like so ignorant of me, but like I can't watch stuff and enjoy it if I have to read. So I haven't seen like any foreign film because I literally am like, I can't read and then like figure out what's also happening.
You haven't watched like Parasite?
No. But also that's a scary one, so I wasn't going to watch it either way.
Yeah, Aaron wouldn't see it anyway.
Parasite isn't like,
it's not scary.
It's scary.
I feel like for Aaron it would be. Yeah. Because of like, she hates home break-ins and it's sort of.
I'm just like not into that genre.
If you want to read a book, you want to read a book. You don't want to.
100%.
Yeah.
I feel like we also had this conversation. It's like you read the subtitles before you see what happens. And so then it like spoils it.
Yeah. I don't like subtitles on American films either. Like, if I'm watching a movie for the first time and there's subtitles on, it completely takes me out of it.
Yeah.
I just see the screenwriters. I see how the actor did the line. Like, it just completely pulls me out of the reality of the film.
Yeah.
So I am very anti-subtitles.
I will say I'm the same way. But when I saw Parasite, I feel like I kind of forgot about it. You know?
Yes.
And it's
I feel like I have to go in being like, okay, I'm going to read now. Not like I'm going to watch a movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just have to be in the mindset. But it's like that even with like TV shows. It's like, I don't want to do that. Like, TJ's parents, they are like big subtitles people. So like whenever I'm with them, I do have to watch stuff with subtitles. And I will say, like, there have been multiple times where I've gone back and like rewatched things that I watched with them.
Because of the subtitles?
I just like it ruins it for me. Like, I get it and I understand why people like them. I'm not like, you're a loser because you use subtitles, but like, they're just not for me personally.
I guess I fall in love with the screenwriting, like while I'm reading it, and also hearing like the actor's interpretation of a line.
The first time you're watching it, you want to process all of that information.
Yeah. Well, like, but I'm not reading every single subtitle, but there are just moments where I just want some clarification on what's going on, and I'll focus on that, and then I focus on the picture.
Saying is you're too dumb to understand what's happening on the screen.
Wow.
Okay.
No, but I don't know. Sometimes when I go see movies in theaters, I wish there were subtitles, because sometimes I think they're just like,
like, that's like handheld
for deaf people.
Yeah, it's really like hard of hearing. It's really cool. It looks like a little screen that comes out of the I don't know if it's every theater. Yeah,
I saw it on TikTok.
Yes,
yes, it's on that iPad, and then they have like the pee-pee screen too on it too as well.
I wish Carly's pee-pee screen. Whatever. I'll be making millions from my invention.
Well, no. All right. When we go to the movies, what kind of snacks are we getting?
Ooh, I love dibs.
Oh, dibs, the ice cream.
Yep. Okay, Kim K.
I like them before Kim K. No, not really. But I do love dibs. I love ice cream. I like Junior Mints.
Ooh.
Junior Mints are so good. And they're like, my breath kind of smells good.
Yeah, we are big like Junior Mints people. I love them. And then popcorn, obviously.
Do you ever sneak in food into the theaters when you go?
I used to all the time, but now I don't go to the theater. So. Yeah.
There's also two tricks that I used to do. God, this is terrible. And I think probably illegal. But if you just go into the garbage and pull out a popcorn bag, most places have free refills or like half price refills.
It's like one of his first vlogs.
That's really disgusting. Yeah.
No, we don't. You take the bag out and then you rip the bags. So just in case they want to refill it, you rip the bag so it's unusable and you say, hey, can I just get a refill on this? And usually it's free refills. So they'll give you a new bag and free popcorn every
time. That's
smart. Same with cups too. You just grab a cup out, like rip the cup and be like, hey, can I just get a free refill? And they'll give you a new cup. So you never have to pay for popcorn. It's a hack. I only did it one time and it was like an exhilarating rush. I was like, oh my God,
I could join the CIA now. My mom used to, she would pop popcorn at home and then put it in a Ziploc bag and like put it in her sweatshirt.
But it's not the same.
No, I know, but it's just like funny.
Yeah, that is funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love getting I get nachos and I get jalapenos.
Ooh.
And I place a jalapeno on each nacho chip and
You're making full, do you bring like a tray table too to start at a chef's knife?
Oh, you're not going to iPick?
No, it's not this that bad. Okay,
they
so here's
in,
what
like,
I do.
A little tray, the little nachos. They usually come in
it's
little
in
thing.
A little thing. However, I usually will stack all the jalapenos like where the cup holder is, and I'll usually put my drink down below my feet until I'm ready to.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's a whole thing, but it's so good. I love jalapenos.
Do you get a Diet Coke?
I honestly, when the last couple times I've been to movies, I haven't gotten anything, but yeah, that would be my drink of choice.
Yeah, I get a cherry Coke. If they have like the Coca-Cola freestyle machine, that's where sometimes I do like the Coca-Cola freestyle machine. It's like the red one with the screen.
No,
and
I know
you can
it
get
is.
Like,
I didn't know it was called that.
Those are
so funny.
Called freestyle machines?
Yeah.
Okay.
Coca-Cola freestyle. It says it on it. Anyways.
I've just never paid attention to it.
I get like a cherry Dr. Pepper or like a grape soda. Like if I'm feeling like a fun soda,
yeah.
Getting that and then like a medium popcorn and then maybe like a pizza.
Ooh.
Do you do pickles at the movie theater?
Yes, most of the
pickles?
Time.
Yeah, there's a very Texas thing.
Really?
Explain that.
Most movie theaters in Texas all have like a pickle.
Like a full pickle?
Like a big pickle? Like the big Disney pickle?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Big jumbo pickle.
It's so noisy watching.
Yeah, I was literally just going to say everyone crunching on the pickles.
It's so good. But we went to the AMC in North Hollywood. They got a jumbo pickle. So
I was so excited. He was like, oh my God, they have pickles here. Mike, you don't understand. This is like what we do in Texas.
Your childhood.
And they're like individually wrapped, which is like kind of, it feels like kind of gross.
Oh, is it
like
a gas station vibe?
Yeah.
It's like the ones that they have at Disney.
Yes. But aren't Disney's like stuffed with
some
something?
Some of them, yeah.
They have spicy pickles there too.
Yum. Yum, yum. What's your favorite pickle movie?
Pickle the movie. Pickle,
the pickle man.
Wait, what's
like,
the...
What's your favorite line about a pickle? Like, mine is in The Little Rascals, where she's like, I got a pickle.
Oh, I got a pickle.
Today. About a pickle. Hey,
hey. Were you going to ask about, like, the Bible movies from when you were a kid?
No, there was a...
VeggieTales? Oh, an American Pickle.
Yes, that's what I was thinking
I
of.
Haven't seen
and
that,
Jewish,
no.
That's
I know.
Really good.
I want to watch it. It's Seth Rogen. He plays, like, an old Jewish man. Have you seen it?
No, TJ was just watching it.
It's really good.
It's good?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I loved it.
Oh, Jason told me it was terrible.
Oh,
but I will
Jason
watch
and I
it.
Have different tastes, I guess. Okay,
it's not incredible. It's a good like packing movie. Like it's a movie you turn on like when you're packing.
Okay,
he watched it on Southwest Flight because it was like free on the app.
Okay, it's like a good airplane movie. You know, there's like certain movies where like you don't need to fully sit down and enjoy. You can
well, there's some movies that are really good because you're on an airplane. Like if you're at home, it wouldn't be that good.
So what movie is good on an airplane?
I've seen. I don't know
she
what it is.
Rom com.
I love. Or like dramas, like I will watch it all day on a plane. Like someone dying, sign me up. Like I need to be because I need to be paying attention.
Do you?
And to me, it's like I'm so enthralled with it, and I'm like, what's gonna happen? That the time just goes by really fast.
Yeah, that's a thing I've like read and experienced. People like when they watch movies on planes, all your emotions are so much more heightened, and like people will cry watching movies on planes because it's like they're just so much more connected to it. Uh-huh. Do you feel that same way? Where like when you watch a movie on a plane, you're more invested in it.
I'm probably more invested, but like I'm not really ever crying. I don't feel heightened.
You've never cried on an airplane movie?
I don't think so. I don't really cry during movies.
Sitting in 23C sobbing.
I've cried on an airplane not because of the movie.
Really? Why have you cried on an airplane?
Just because I'm scared. Okay. I feel like I'm the opposite on a flight because I'm constantly X-ing out to see where we are.
Oh my God.
Flying with
her is so bizarre. I'll be looking ahead. Like one time she was next to me, but one ahead. And I kept looking. I was like, why did she keep like zooming in?
I like to know where we are.
Just in case you crash land, like
zoomer,
what zip code?
No, because then it's like on the new planes too, it's like they don't really like section off the states anymore.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm like zooming in. I'm like, okay, are we in Nebraska yet or not? Like it's getting a little turbulent.
Some people are tracking the software
like
updates on Zoom. Yeah.
She's like, do you have iOS 4?
Sometimes I'm like, I like doubt the accuracy of those. Like, are we really over Idaho?
Yeah.
Or are we somewhere totally different?
Oh, you
different?
Doubt the accuracy?
Yeah, because sometimes I think like they go... It's already like pre-programmed and they like have a route and they just show that video the whole time. I don't think it's like being, I don't really think that's the technology that's up there at the front.
No, that's
what
the
pilot
sees.
It's real.
Because the last few times I've flown, like it's literally showing like I had to get rerouted. Our flight got rerouted through Texas flying from here to the East Coast. And so my whole flight literally was just zigzags.
Oh, I guess that kind of debunks it then. Like if you get rerouted, it's gonna...
Yeah, I think it's real. I don't think they're playing a video. I don't think they can get away with that. I like to pretend that's what the pilot sees, and I'm like, yeah, I can be a pilot. We got it. This is fine.
You should have GoPros all around the plane. You can tune in to any of them and just like watch the
sky. Some flights do that, yeah.
What?
You know what? Wait, we're talking about cinema.
This is cinema.
What was your first rated R movie?
Oh, God.
I think Titanic.
Probably like... Oh.
Titanic's PG-13, I think.
No, there's a boob in it.
Yeah, but I think that's why it's PG-13.
There's no boobs in a PG-13 movie.
Yeah.
I'm like 99% sure.
Fact check.
I'll fact check.
I might be wrong.
Mine was probably like American Pie or something, like one of those.
Oh, yeah. I was not allowed to watch those.
Oh, I definitely wasn't. It wasn't like my parents sat me down and were like, here you go, honey.
Do you remember the TV guide in that we would, like in the paper,
book?
It was that little like... It was the TV guide, and it would tell you everything that was playing that week on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be able to see, like, oh, at 7 o'clock on HBO, they're going to show American Pie. So we would plan our sleepovers all around, like, whose house we could stay at so we could watch TV.
Oh,
and
my God, that's so cute.
Yeah.
And see some boobs.
Yeah, you see some boobs, man.
Yeah.
American Pie.
Was that your first?
Yeah, I think so. No, I actually think it was like it was James Bond, GoldenEye.
Oh.
James
Bond.
Is
that rated R?
I think
probably
so.
Probably violence.
Definitely.
Mm. I don't know if I've ever seen James Bond.
I definitely haven't.
Not one James Bond movie?
No. Mm-mm. Aren't there like multiple James Bonds? Like
yes.
Men?
Yes.
Actors?
They're, I mean, they've been doing it since like the 60s. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's too
many. They never address it. It's just a new actor and then
It's just like,
a new plot. It's like they're playing the same man.
It's the same character for like 40 years.
Yeah. James Bond.
His name's James Bond. It's the same guy.
It's yeah. Oh, I didn't know if it was like, this is my nephew.
Paul Bond.
Paul Bond. Yeah, like, I don't know.
No, it's just like the same. And there's other characters too that they just keep replacing. Like his like co-workers, they just replace them with new actors and actresses also.
Okay, are they like getting older? Like, are they aging?
No.
They just keep it within like the universe.
It's a weird universe.
It's not all chronological, but like Ian Fleming wrote so many James Bond novels that they just
wait,
like
they're books.
Yeah, they started as books.
I guess we'll have to read them. Wait, is it like Batman where it's like obviously it's a different actor, but
yes, it's like Batman. Yes, okay. Or like Spider-Man where it's different actors okay. but the same.
Yeah, got it.
Apparently, I read that the James Bond books were like super like racist and misogynistic, and like they were written in like the 50s, and the guy was just like. Like someone on Reddit uncovered it. They're like, this book is horrific. Like, we should not be making movies based on this character. But
damn. My God. I had no idea.
Okay. I didn't know that it was like that. For some reason, I just thought that it was like
sequels or something and they're replacing. Oh, no. I was thinking.
Not like remakes.
Has there been a book that you guys have read that you think is better than the movie, or is the movie always better than the book?
Aaron, I think we
know. Wait, a book that we've read that's better than the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, on three. One, two, three. Twilight.
The Goldfinch.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Jerry and I are just so juvenile. Like, Twilight.
Did you read the Twilight books before the movies? Okay. Yes.
I was obsessed with them. I was in the middle of the last one when the first movie came out, and it was so bad to me, it ruined it, and I didn't even finish it. I probably had like 100 pages
left.
The movie ruined the book.
Yes.
I think.
Ruined.
Completely. Oh, I don't know if it ruined the book, but like it was just like, this is an embarrassment to the
society
book,
to our society
and
my life.
But isn't Twilight like supposed to be bad?
I think now if you look at it, it's like, oh, it's funny. Like, it's not. I don't think it was initially supposed to be bad. And I think people who didn't read the books probably really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And like watching it now, it's just like a lol. And I feel like for most people, it's kind of like they watch it ironically, not because they enjoy it, especially if they read the books. But we're just not Twilight movie girlies.
Fuck the Cullens. I think that's the weirdest family ever. They've been alive for hundreds of years. And they have millions of dollars. Oh, tons of money. And they want to go back to high school?
It is kind of creepy when you really think about it.
Take pre-AP bio?
Yeah, it's like a 200-year-old guy hitting on like a 17-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's the most interesting. There's like a lot of questionable things.
Yeah, I guess
like,
it is kind of problematic.
Like even the whole thing about like Jacob and Edward like fighting over her and like making her their property. But then like Jacob, who is a werewolf, like Bella has a baby and then he imprints on her and is like, I'm going to love your baby.
Yeah, that's sketchy.
So, like, there's a lot of problematic things, but also it's like not real.
Wait, it's not. Hold on,
it's not based on a true story. Yeah.
They do have a little movie fun fact. They have the house that Bella lives in the movie in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
They have the Airbnb, so like you can go stay at the Airbnb
like where they filmed
of where
a
they
lot
filmed
of it.
Twilight.
Yeah, that's really
we
cool.
Should, we
really
should cool. go there and like recreate stuff. Like, where you been, Loca?
Yeah, but you guys would have to watch it first. You've seen it, right?
Yes, actually,
at least in parts. I figured.
No. Yeah, I've read. Well,
you haven't?
No, yeah, that's on my list.
I don't think I've seen how many Twilight movies are there. There's four, five,
three.
Oh, I've seen all three.
Well, I think there's five because there's four books, right? And the last book was two movies, I believe.
Okay.
Part one and part two or something.
I'm pretty
caught up.
And then
she just put out a new book.
I went and saw Eclipse at Midnight.
Oh, you know the names and everything.
It's Twilight, New Moon, Eclipse.
Yeah.
And then Breaking Dawn.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think I went and saw Breaking Dawn at midnight. I saw Breaking Dawn at midnight.
Oh my God. Do you know, I don't know what the actor's name is. He's in the Volturi. He's like the vampire who's in Stranger Things and plays Vecna. He's in Twilight.
Jamie Bauer.
Yeah.
The guy who tweeted about me.
Yes.
Yes.
What did he say about you?
I sent it to you guys. Jamie Bauer, the guy who plays Vecna in Stranger Things, back in the Vine days. This was like summer of 2014.
Oh, yes.
He tweeted at me and was like, oh my God, Matt, do you want to be friends? And then he tweeted again and goes, Matt, for real, I want to play with you.
Yeah, that's right.
What?
Very so bizarre. But yeah, I mean, I got the screenshots. We can show them right now. This is Jamie. This is Vecna.
Here's the
tweeting about me. And he never responded to me, but he still follows me on Twitter. So
Interesting. Ooh, I wonder if he still wants to play with you.
Yeah.
What a weird tweet. Very is that something weird. British people say, or is that like...
I want to play with you, Matt, I don't know. King.
Okay, what would be... Well, I don't know who will understand this, but what would be your Vecna movie? So for those who haven't seen, a movie that you could watch like on repeat over and over again and like not get sick of it.
Why is that the Vecna movie?
Okay, you haven't watched Stranger Things? No. Mike?
Is that the Running Up That Hill?
Yeah, that's so, her Vecna song.
Okay.
Vecna's a monster in Stranger Things. I'm not really spoiling anything.
No.
Okay. And the way he gets in your head, he's almost like Freddy Krueger, where he tries to get you in your weakness and put you in this trance and take your soul.
Okay.
But the way that you can get out of the trance is that your friends like play a song from reality and that you really love, and that gets you to escape the nightmare that he's like putting on you. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for one of the characters, she loves Running Up the Hill by Kate Bush. She hears that and is able to like escape. Get out of it.
Yep.
So there was a movie instead of a song.
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah.
What Thank would you. Be able to pull you out of an evil trance?
Before we answer this question, there's a guy, Mel Blanc. Do you know who this is?
No.
He's the voice.
Mel Brooks.
No, Mel Blanc.
Oh, I thought you were like quizzing us.
No. His name is Mel Blanc, B-L-A-N-C. He was the voice of like every single Looney Tune, Bugs Bunny, Elmer Fudd, Foghorn Leghorn, Daffy Duck, like every single cartoon character. He is the voice of like, when you watch all those Hanna-Barbera cartoons, it just says voices by and it's one guy.
Oh my God.
So he's like King. Known as the man of a thousand voices. Like, you know his voice. He got like sick one time when he was like in his old age, went into a coma, and they were trying to like, Mel, wake up. Like they were trying to get to him. And then someone said, hey, Bugs. And he goes, what's up, Doc? And that's like what got him out of his coma, as they asked Bugs Bunny a question and he came out of his coma from being Bugs Bunny.
You're
and
fucking then they
that's bullshit.
It's no a real thing that happened.
Way.
Yeah. So this thing is based on maybe the Mel Blanc story about, but that's like a thing with like coma people. You can get them out of their comas with people. Like, you know what
you
I
know,
mean?
You know, coma people.
I mean, I'll fact check. Right, fact check that.
Well, hopefully we're never in a coma, but if it did happen, what could get
back
you
to
out
the
of
future,
it?
Back to the Future.
Oh, I've never seen that one.
Oh, I want to watch that with you because you said that you can like recite every line of
yes,
it.
Yes, I can do that
you
movie
You
want to
watch
front
that
to back.
Would insane.
I wouldn't
Guys,
ever
next
do
week's
it.
Podcast yeah. episode is just going to be Mike reciting every line of Back to
just
the Future.
Just reading the script.
I 100% would watch it with you. I know that's probably annoying to be with somebody who's reciting
no,
every line,
I was kidding. Like,
but I think it's really cool if somebody does know it all. And
I can do that with Seinfeld too. Like, you can put on any frame of a Seinfeld episode, and I'll tell you what episode it's from.
Wow, yeah. There's so many.
I know, it's 180 episodes. Anyway, Back to the Future would be mine. What would be your guys'?
I would either say Groundhog is my favorite movie and I love watching it over
Groundhog
and over.
Groundhog
Day. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Groundhog. Did I just say Groundhog?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I just wanted to
didn't get a lot
I
of hours
sure.
of sleep. Groundhog Day. But the movies that I know the back of my hands, it would be Bring It On.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Or Pineapple Express.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
I can recite most every line.
You know all the beats. You're not surprised by that movie. You know what's happening in every scene.
Yeah, I can do it. Like where I could be pretty far in a competition.
In a competition. Which one are you stronger at?
Probably maybe Bring It On.
Ooh.
Why?
Wait.
I sort.
I pass the torch. The ballots are in. And one girl has to win. She's perky. She's fun. And now she's number one to Torrance. You're Captain Torrance. Let's go, Taurus. Where we are the Taurus, the mighty, mighty Taurus. We're so terrific.
Is there a reason you've seen this movie so many times?
Because like my babysitter was a cheerleader, and I had a crush on her.
Oh,
and she would come over and be like, "Don't tell your parents. We're watching Bring It On." And I would just be like so enamored by her watching it that I was obsessed with it.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh my God,
that's really cute.
And I liked
that.
The flips.
Yeah. Did you watch Cheer then?
Cheer?
On Netflix?
The movie Cheer? Oh, no. Oh. I'm not into like...
Well, you like the flip,
real
so.
Cheer.
Actually,
I don't like real cheer.
I'd be curious, like, what is the best cheer team right now? And like, show me the routine. That's all I gotta see.
Oh, okay.
All
right.
Well, show it to me.
All right, Aaron, what's your Vecna movie?
My Vecna movie is 10 Things I Hate About You.
Great one.
Thank you. I thought I was gonna get like some judgment. Yeah. Carly watched it for the first time like a few months ago.
Mm-hmm. What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm telling you, I haven't seen like a lot of movies.
I've never seen it either. Have you seen?
You know, it's Taming of the Shrew.
Didn't we talk about this on
10 Things I Hate About You?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
10 Things I Hate About You. I really want to go to that school.
We got it. Someone actually DM'd me and she said that they do tours.
Oh my God.
We're good.
Yeah. I think we'll take a trip up to the Northwest and go to Forks.
Forks, Washington.
And the other part of Seattle. What? Oh, you're going soon.
I
realize
I had plans tonight, though.
Tonight?
I would be that quirky enough to go right after this.
I'll look into it. We could do a little field trip.
Yeah.
It would be really fun.
I've never been to, is it Portland or Seattle?
I think it's Seattle.
It's Seattle. The but troll under the bridge.
It's like an off of Seattle, I'm pretty sure. Someone was like,
have you ever
like
been
island.
To the Pacific Northwest in general?
Mm-hmm. I've been to Seattle.
Vancouver.
Yeah. I want to go to Seattle and Portland and all those places. I feel like it would be a really
What's your favorite Portland movie? Or your favorite Oregon movie?
Oregon?
Huh? I got a couple. Astoria. Astoria is the best movie location place. I would say The Goonies. Right, I'd be like Free Willy and Kindergarten Cop.
I loved Free Willy.
Beautiful movies that take place in Astoria. Being ridiculous.
Do you have a Vecna movie, Carly?
Probably That Thing You Do. I've seen it so
that
many
thing
times.
You
the
do?
Tom Hanks film?
Yes. Wow. I love that movie.
I feel like I've never heard you mention that ever.
You know,
it's like one I always forget about, but then I think about it and I'm like watching it.
Got it.
Yeah. I made
you
Nolan
doing
watch it.
Doing that thing you do.
It's so catchy. I love
breaking
it.
Breaking my heart into a million pieces.
The Oneaters.
What are some movies that you have not seen?
Well, what's your Vecna movie?
Back to the Future.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Yes.
I already forgot.
Have you seen Forrest Gump?
What have I seen?
I just
for the first time last year.
Last year, yeah. Okay.
I watched it. I was a late bloomer on Forrest Gump. Yeah. I'd always seen clips of it, and I knew the story.
Yeah,
but I never sat down to fully watch it.
Have you seen The Shawshank Redemption?
Yes.
I went to get tacos the other night, and I was wearing a shirt for a show called Below Deck.
Okay.
And a guy who was working, he was like, oh, I love your shirt. And I was like, oh, you watched the show? And he was like, yeah, I got Shawshanked into watching it. And then I didn't know that was a way that you described, being forced to do stuff.
Meaning what?
Oh, I had to Google it.
The phrase Shawshank? Yeah. Or Shawshank... People end up watching the movie because everyone's like, you gotta see Shawshank Redemption.
No, I Googled it and it was like, they use it as a word to be like, oh yeah, I was forced to watch this and then I liked it or whatever.
Is that the guy's name Shawshank in it?
That's what I thought.
No, it's the name of the prison, I think. Shawshank
Isn't
Prison.
Isn't his name Red or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought the guy, that's M. Night Shyamalan, right?
M. Night Shyamalan did not direct The Shawshank Redemption.
He didn't?
No.
Okay, maybe I'm just getting the names confused. I'm sorry, I haven't seen it. So I don't know.
I just Googled Shawshank again, and the first thing that pops up is the act of ejaculating into a female's mouth.
Oh, God.
And having her swallow
I got
semen.
Shawshanked into watching.
Shawshanked Lord. Into doing things. Yeah, it says to slowly and discreetly remove something as Tim Robbins removes the dirt and rocks as he... excavated while digging a tunnel out of his cell.
Okay, so it's like you're escaping.
And it says being put into a position that you can't get out of either by yourself or others.
I don't think that's a common phrase.
I think the guy said
and then he went on
wrong.
Yeah.
Urban Dictionary
and
crafted that.
No, there's multiple sources.
Interesting.
But yes, I've seen the movie.
But you haven't?
No.
Have you seen Goodfellas?
No.
Yes.
Probably not in full.
Oh my god.
But I definitely had it on DVD, as a kid.
They're ladies, man.
It's too violent.
Oh, true. Okay.
My poor eyes cannot handle
Do you guys not like violent
no,
or
horror
I do. Movies?
I do, yeah.
You know what movies I loved in high school? The Bourne series.
Jason Bourne?
Yeah.
Bourne Identity.
Bourne Supremacy. I loved all of them.
I've never finished them.
Oh, they're great.
They're really good.
I Matt Damon's all on such
DVD
a badass.
You have one DVD? You own a DVD player?
No, not here. But we had hundreds and hundreds of DVDs growing up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I always envy people like that where you go to their house and their dad had
stacked. Yeah.
And it's
no,
just
we had instead of
a
bookshelf full of books, it was DVDs.
That's so cool. DVDs were so cool too because they always had all this extra bonus footage.
I know.
And you can watch the movie with director's commentary and pop-ups and featurettes. And I you get 3 extra hours of content on a DVD.
Remember the scenes? If you had to like fast forward, you have to go to a scene.
Yes, yes.
And then remember if you were to fall asleep and then it would just play
the
main frame over and over
again. The ring menu, I remember, was terrifying.
I feel like we were going to talk about the movie that really scared you, like your first or something like that.
Yeah.
Was anyone else really affected by The Ring?
I never saw it.
But I had been traumatized prior. That was it for me. But like the original,
like that was
the 1970s one.
Wait, the one from the 80s.
Yeah,
that was like a TV. The one it was like a TV
movie.
It's three
like made for TV.
It was a 3-episode, 1-hour special. Like each episode is 1 hour.
That's the one I saw, and then I was like, I'm scarred for life. I was literally
Seth Green is in that. He's one of the little kids.
He's so little.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't shower normally for like a year.
Is that the scene that really scared you?
Yeah, I had to sleep. I had to shower with the curtain open.
Oh, when all the pipes start going and, like, and then he comes right out of the drain. Nope.
It ruined
Tim
my life.
Curry. It's Tim Curry, though. He's great. I love Tim Curry. God bless his soul.
God bless.
Like I watched Halloween. The original Halloween for the first time ever last.
That one's not that scary, right?
Well, for me, I was like scared. But, you know, my friend was like, it's funny. It's like an old movie that like there's not like really anything crazy that happens. And I was like, OK, I get it. Yeah, like watching it, it was like a little funny. But at the same time, it was still really scary for me.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is horrifying.
I hate horror movies.
Me too.
I will never want to watch a horror movie. I don't. It's just like, I don't need that negativity in my life.
Yeah. But
you
do need that negativity.
Well, I got him to watch Hereditary.
Yes.
Oh,
I got Shawshanked into watching Hereditary.
And did you enjoy
Hereditary? I did enjoy it. But it was like after a night of drinking at like 2 in the morning.
Oh my
and
God.
I was like about to go home. And Matt put it on and I was like, all right, I'll watch 5 minutes. And it is such a good movie that I just sat there and I ended up watching it until like 4:30 in the morning.
Whoa.
And then I went home and I was like, all right, I'm glad I watched it. But like, I would never decide for myself. Let me put on.
Sure.
It's Wednesday night. Let me just watch the worst thing I've ever seen in my life for 2.5 hours. Like,
so what was the movie then that really messed with you?
I don't have one. Cause like growing up, I would hear stories like this about The Ring or like some other
signs.
And I would just refuse to watch them.
You know, I saw some posts that like some like good little Christian moms that I know on Facebook. They're kind of like new mom. They're girls I went to high school with, but they're like, you know, women of faith. And they shared this interesting post. Women of faith.
They're just such like a noble way of saying it. Women of faith.
Women of faith. Nothing wrong with that. Like they're decent people. But they posted this thing about like exposing your kids to scary things and how it's like they to not show your kids scary things. And I'm like, okay, yes. Like, they shouldn't be watching some things because they're a child and it's too scary. But when is it okay for kids, if they want to watch something scary, if they want to watch Goosebumps, should you let the kid watch Goosebumps?
I think it depends on if you want to have to deal with the consequences of that.
Yeah,
like, if you want to, like, have to stay up with them all night, if you want to have to, like, be the one that's going to cuddle them and be like, the boogeyman isn't under your bed. Like, I literally think parents don't want their kids to do that kind of thing because they're the one who have to deal with the consequences.
Yeah. I guess I don't know because I don't have kids.
Yeah.
And I think part of me, I'm like, okay, yeah, there's a time and a place. But I feel like if there's scary kid things that, if your kid's interested in it, watch Goosebumps all the time. I read Goosebumps.
Yeah, but that's so made for kids. You're not like, you know, if it's made for kids, I think that that makes a little bit more sense. But if you're going to put on like, I don't
Scream.
Know, Saw.
Yeah,
oh, that Saw. Movie fucked me up.
Oh,
I saw that in theaters not knowing what it was going to be. And
movies.
I was like 14, whatever. And I was like, that is, I never want to do anything like that ever again.
I think about Saw like once a week.
Are you serious?
Because I'm terrified I'm going to wake up in a room and they're going to be like, do you want to play a game? And I just got to start thinking fast.
That I have that movie in my brain. Like, I wish if I can get Men in Black, like erase that movie from my memory.
Damn,
I would do it.
You really hate scary.
Oh my God.
They're so bad. Yeah, you always like think back to stuff. That's obviously fictional, but it stems from somewhere and it's not impossible. And there are psychopaths in the world.
Yeah. And
are you okay right now talking about it? it, though?
Can we move on?
He's like rocking back.
My scary movie, though, was Dawn of the Dead.
Not Shaun of the Dead. No, I know.
Dawn of the Dead. It was like the first time like, zombies were like running fast. It wasn't like, no, they were running like rabid animals. And
I get that.
That scene where they take over like the suburb in the beginning, like he wakes up and his like the woman wakes up and her husband is just like trying to eat her. And she is running through the suburb and it's just the last day on Earth.
I don't think any of us have seen it.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, that scene is terrifying.
It sounds horrifying.
I had to call my dad to pick me up. Yeah, I was couldn't sleep.
Like from the movie?
Oh, a friend's house.
Oh.
That's the night that you guys saw on the calendar. Right? That Dawn of the Dead. Dawn of the Dead.
I think that was a DVD.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah.
Ugh. Too scary.
Remember we used to watch like movies in class? Like your teacher would make you like, if they didn't want to teach that day, I always assume like they're hungover or something. Yeah. And they bring in a movie and it's like, it's an educational movie, but it's just like a regular movie. I feel like I've seen a few movies that are actually really good, but because I watch them in a classroom setting, I like feel like they're homework and I like can't.
You wrote them off.
Yeah. Like Bill and Ted, the first Bill and Ted Excellent Adventure. Yeah. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, which is a great classic movie, but I watched it in like an eighth grade history class and it felt like homework. And now whenever it comes on, I like get this weird feeling of like, oh, that's like a school movie. And I don't want to watch it. Like, do you guys have that experience where movies that you've seen in school are like.
I don't really remember, but there is one in particular because I never really understood why we watched it. It was What About Bob?
What is that?
I couldn't even tell you what it's about, but I had my science teacher for Intro to Physical Science one day. It was like, this is my favorite movie. We're going to watch it. And this is how it relates to physical science. And he put it on. And I was like, I don't understand why this relates at the time. But like, maybe if I watched it now, I'd be like, oh, he's doing math. But I don't remember. But that is the one movie that sticks in my brain.
If you saw it now, you would be like, what? I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could not even tell you what
the
plot
is. Maybe we should watch it and then figure out why.
My physics teacher also one time put on Rent for a week.
A week?
I mean, because you only have 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And so she would like intro it, outro it. It's like,
forget regrets.
It was the most bizarre.
What class was this?
Physics. It was a physics class. And she was like, I just want to show you guys this movie. I think it had just come out on video.
That's like kind of risque too.
Yeah, it was very bizarre. It's all about like,
What grade were you in? What grade was this?
It's like junior year of high school.
And okay,
like,
so it was when you were in public school.
Yes, this is the public school era. Yes.
I was like, oh my God.
But it also took like a week to get through because it was like a 35-minute class. So you just have to watch like 30 minutes at a time.
Oh, that was always the worst.
And we were all just like, why are we watching Rent in junior physics? Like, we're taking our AP test soon. And I mean, I hated it because I don't like musicals at all. It was just like, I'm not a big musicals guy. I get the show 525, whatever that song is, but
maybe that was like
what
the math
of it, or like how much paper you have to burn to keep warm in like a New York City.
It was just so bizarre. But yeah, I feel like some teachers they were just I'm not feeling it this week.
Yeah,
let me just put on something that's like a comfort movie for me. Like
that was What About Bob?
Like if I was a science teacher, I'd put on like Back to the Future and be like, let's talk about time travel.
Totally. But, I gotta like look up what About Bob is about.
Is John Cusack in that?
I don't know. I was like, is there a comedian in it? I feel like there is.
It's what Billy something. What About Bob? The Ghostbusters guy. What's his name?
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what I was picturing.
Richard Dreyfuss. Oh my God, he looks
Richard Dreyfuss.
He looks terrible.
Is that see the guy from Seinfeld?
No, that's Julia Louis-Dreyfuss.
That's her husband.
And they're not related.
Wait, she married to? She's married to that SNL guy, right?
I don't think she's married to someone famous.
Who plays?
Yeah, she is.
Julia Louis-Dreyfuss?
Yeah.
No, she's married to like just some regular guy.
Yeah, but he like is a writer or something.
He might be. I don't know.
On like SNL.
Possibly. I don't know.
Let's talk about renting movies. Do we want to?
I mean, I think that's funny.
Okay. Well, Behind Rewind.
Like, I feel like half of our audience probably has no idea what that's even like.
We lived in a different time where you would go to a video store,
Blockbuster.
The only way you could watch a movie was to go to this video store.
He is famous.
Who?
Julia Louis.
What's his name?
Brad Hall.
He's best known as a Weekend Update news anchor on SNL.
Whoa.
He was an
anchor creating the sitcoms The Single Guy and Watching Ellie.
Oh, wow.
He's an actor, comedian, director, producer, and screenwriter. Oh no, what happened?
I never ordered my lunch.
Well, you're gonna have to eat some of ours then.
You want? That's fine. I'll just get my car and I'll go to McDonald's really, really fast.
That's fine.
Okay.
Really, really fast.
You were asking about renting movies. Let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Until probably. Okay, well, even when Netflix came out, it was not a streaming service at first, for like the first 5 years.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people don't know. But Matt, explain, or you guys, can you explain what it was like in like 1999? If you wanted to see a movie, how did you see a movie?
You went to Blockbuster, and if you didn't go to Blockbuster, sometimes at grocery stores in the back, there would be another video rental place.
Yes.
And there were some other competitors.
Well, no, I just had like a mom and pop. Like my video store is called Video Paradise.
Video Paradise.
So it was cheaper than Blockbuster. It was like better. It's like when you watch like Stranger Things. It's like those that movie store they work at. It's very like that vibe.
To rent a movie though, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then my question for Matt is, how old were you when you tried sneaking into the X-rated section?
Ours didn't have an X-rated section.
Really? We had literally at Video Paradise. They had like the curtain. That you would like
they
literally
said,
go
welcome
through.
To the real paradise.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, there was a like straight up pornography.
Yeah,
like there was some like little Skinamax kind of films.
I'm sure it was like that. Ours, I mean, I didn't go in it, obviously.
But yeah,
Hollywood Video had that. Did you ever have Hollywood Video or Family Video?
We had those. We had Family Video, and then Hollywood Video was at the mall.
Okay, I'm pretty sure one of those had the X-rated section. I remember, but it was so crazy. The only way you could watch a movie that came out would be to go to one of these stores, and if it was a poppin' movie, you wouldn't be able to see for so long because
it would be rented.
Yep. You'd go to the spot where it should be, and then there'd just be like a card there.
Yeah, like
not
the box is empty. Yeah.
Yep.
Have you seen a documentary about the last Blockbuster?
No, that sounds
it's really
so good.
Though.
Should we
it's
go?
Really cute.
I think it's also in Oregon.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's in Alaska.
We got it.
It's just this like mom and pop like family that owns it, and it's like the drama like within their family.
Should go to places that were Blockbusters that they have turned into something else.
There is one in North Hollywood that we drive by all the time. Yes.
Unleashed.
Yes.
Well, Carly, wasn't I with you? And I go, that used to be a Blockbuster. And you're like, no, it wasn't.
Yeah,
and
I'm like, I don't think so.
Look at the sign. It's a tilted like movie ticket that had to have been a Blockbuster.
Oh my God. Yeah. The one in my town, they turned it into a like brand new restaurant within the last like 2 years.
Wow.
It's
Did they
so
take
weird.
Down the like,
I know.
Awkward.
It's wild tilted. Though, like at a Blockbuster that before I had like a Nintendo 64. You could rent the Nintendo 64, the console.
Yep.
And it came in that big black, like padded box. And you would take that in a video game. I always wonder how much my parents were like spending on.
Yeah, how much were those memberships? Do we know?
For Blockbuster, it's probably like $20 a month. And then you'd pay like, I think $5 to rent a movie, maybe.
Do you have a membership and pay to rent it?
I think so, yeah. I think.
I don't remember.
I thought it was $2 or $3 a rental, right?
Yeah, but it definitely got more expensive as time went on. It's like when you used to go to the movies and it was like $3 and then now it's like $25.
And I remember one time, maybe more than once, like there would be a poppin' movie that would come out and then Blockbuster would have like some shitty B version of that movie that they would like trick you into renting. So like, I mean, this is not a good example, but like a new 007 movie would come out. And they would have a movie called like 006. And my dad rented something one time and like we thought it was gonna be like Jason Bourne and it was like Jason Bomb. And it was just like
this is a sketch on the Amanda Show called Block Blister. Like they go, I thought I was renting Austin Powers. They go, Austin Powers, you rented Austin Flowers.
Yeah, dude, that was a real thing that would happen is they would like
they
put
it from that. Yeah,
yeah. Like you would just get tricked and you put on this movie and it's like, where is Matt Damon? What's going on?
No.
This is not the right movie. So that happened more than once. But
who
yeah.
was doing that? You or your dad?
Well, that was like, it used to be like a weekly ritual. It's like you would go with your dad or with your mom on like Thursday or Friday, pick the movie that you're going to watch for the weekend and then return it on Sunday. But one time, I guess he went by himself and he just got the wrong, he got duped.
Here you go, buddy.
Like, remember Razor scooters?
Yeah.
Okay, my grandpa got me a laser scooter.
Oh, shit.
Are you living in an alternate reality?
No, they're in like, back in the days,
just
like,
Jersey things.
They would just like, you know, it's the off-brand one, and if you don't know what it is, it's like, you don't know the cool thing.
Oh my God, that's really funny.
I remember when it was like my best friend growing up, she is the first person I knew who started getting the Netflix DVDs sent to their house.
Oh, right.
And so it would be like the place we would watch everything. And then we'd like pick out what ones they were going to be. They would literally physically mail you just a it was CD in a piece of paper.
Paper envelope. Yeah. Yeah, crazy.
I can picture it still. So if you don't know, Netflix used to be a place where you could just like request movies. A delivery basically of a movie and then you'd have to send it back. I think they still do that too
if
you want.
They really? Do. Yep. It's part of your membership. You can get DVDs.
But why? Because
if it's not on Netflix and you're like, I still want to watch it, you're still paying for it, so you can just like ask
what?
And send it
to
you.
They have ones for that free? Aren't on these? Netflix?
I think it's part of a regular Netflix account. They'll mail you like up to, I think you can have three at a time, and then as you send them back, they'll send you more.
So they have they have movies that aren't on Netflix.
Yeah,
so
you ever like search for a movie on Netflix and like they don't have it, but they give you all the ones that are similar, but they'll say, we do have this title on DVD.
Oh. I've seen that a couple times. I'm like, why would I ever do this?
Do they have like a lot of like niche weird movies?
Yeah, yeah. Probably. They have everything. Yeah.
Like Japanese?
Probably. There's also like Criterion Collection. You can get DVD rentals.
You're joking.
No.
This is already included with my Netflix membership?
I'm like 99% sure, yeah. Well, we used to do, because we were nerds, like, because we had DVD burners, so when we first got our Netflix subscription,
so we
would get three DVDs, burn them the same day, return them, and just built an entire library of, like, ripped DVDs.
Oh, yeah.
And then you were, like, trading them with your friends, and it was just, like, Netflix was a godsend, because you need to pay so much money to rent a movie one time, and then it's, like, if you wanted to watch it again, you need to rent it again, wait, but once DVDs came out, and that was the big thing, too, is you didn't need to rewind DVDs.
Yeah.
I remember seeing a commercial, and they're like, what is DVD? It's similar to VHS, but you don't need to rewind it. And we were like,
and it's a CD.
Yeah,
I remember really cool. My dad came back from a business trip and he had Harry Potter on DVD. It was in theaters, but we had it on DVD and it was like a bootleg
version,
but it had Chinese subtitles, but it was Harry Potter.
Hell
yeah.
Okay, king. Yeah. Literal king.
What? Do you guys remember Redbox?
Yeah,
still exists.
Okay. It's still there. Yeah, that's so funny.
I remember
when they
put one in our town. It was like where Video Paradise was. It was like a few doors down after Video Paradise. And I was like, I guess I'll go to Redbox.
Yeah, if you don't know, Redbox is basically a vending machine for movies. So you'd put in your card, and then you'd pick a movie, and it would dispense it, and you have to return it in like 5 days or something.
But who is a DVD player? This is now I'm getting disappointed. I realize I don't own
a DVD. Yes, you do. You have a PS4 or a PS5. All those like video game consoles are DVD players. And they're Blu-ray,
too. Used to be your computer, but now our computers don't come with the CD-ROM.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What was the do you remember the first movie you ever ordered off of Netflix to come to your house?
I didn't have that.
Oh, I did.
What did you get?
The Secret.
The Secret? the Law of Attraction?
Yeah, the Law of Attraction. Because I was so interested in it because I kept seeing like the book and I was like, there's a movie version, but you couldn't get it anywhere. Like a Blockbuster.
No, it's just funny because I'm imagining you as a kid doing that. That's why I'm laughing.
And I was just so obsessed about The Secret.
I've seen it, but that's really funny. That was your first one. Which one did you do that to?
I don't remember what the first Netflix movie I had was. We had like a 100 queue list that we were just.
Oh my God.
It was like a factory. It was crazy.
Just like in and out. Doing illegal things.
Yeah. Now I just rent movies on YouTube. That's my favorite way to watch movies because they have everything and it's like $3 and then you can watch whatever you want.
Yeah, we do that too and we just use Matt's credit card information that's been in there for years.
Are you serious?
No. Every time I go to rent it though, your thing pops up still because you like did it one time years ago.
At your house?
Yeah, it was at our apartment.
Oh, what movie was it?
I don't remember. What? We'd have to go back and look.
Oh, was it Ruby Sparks? I think it was Ruby Sparks.
Oh my God, maybe. That's such a good movie.
Because I remember watching Ruby Sparks and I was over with
you. Was it your mom's account attached to somebody's too?
To David Dobrik's.
Oh, and that's like a lawless living room. So like people are probably just doing it.
Yeah, he was renting stuff all the time, but my mom was like, okay, I'm charging you. I think my mom may have turned out a profit out of it. but they finally ended
just
that. Just
Venmo requesting every day.
That's really funny.
Yeah, that's what can get hairy. It's like, oh shit, I logged in at an Airbnb. And it's like,
it's really crazy how hard it is to find movies given the amount of streaming services that there are. Because it's like you pay for the service, whether it's Netflix, Hulu, whatever. I personally have every single thing. I do like share accounts with a lot of people though, so it's like we're not paying for everything.
Can you share this?
Which one do you not have?
I would love a Showtime and a Showtime and a Stars account. Those are the ones I always want access to.
I have a Showtime account I can give you.
Perfect. There we go.
Great.
I have them all too.
Yeah.
Like, and it's insane that you want to watch a movie, it's just not there.
No, and if it is, you have to buy it.
Yeah.
And some of them are like $3 and then some of them are $20.
Like in theater releases.
No. Just like a movie that you want to see.
Before our wedding, every night before our wedding, we did like the 30 days of wedding movie. So like each night we would watch a wedding themed movie.
Cute.
Really cute.
Nice.
But like movies that were like 20 years old, you had to pay like $20 to watch.
To rent?
Yeah.
Because you can crazy. Only buy it. You couldn't rent it.
Yeah.
I'm always wondering who is deciding like, this movie's leaving Netflix in 30 days. Why?
I know.
What is the shows? Like, yeah, what are these contract negotiations yeah. where like.
Keep it on.
It's like, going and leaving Netflix. Like,
especially really so good shows. Yeah,
shows, movies, like move to HBO or Paramount Plus or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's show business.
Showbiz, baby. It's business, baby. All right,
that's fair. That's fair.
Showbiz. Because if you think about it, like when Peacock was formed, that's yep. when The Office left Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah.
They are like owned by.
Oh, it's on Peacock now?
Yeah.
I felt like such an idiot though. I bought all the Studio Gilby films.
Oh, yeah.
I bought the entire pack on Apple TV. For like $120, and then they all came for free, like on HBO, like 2 weeks later.
Oh,
that's
annoying.
Oh, that's the worst. Is when you like buy something.
What's Studio Gilby.
Isn't it Ghibli or Geely?
Shit, did I say it wrong?
I think it's Studio Ghibli.
Gilby.
I think it's Glibby.
I actually think it's Glibby.
What is it?
It's like the Spirited Japanese...
Away, Howl's Moving Castle,
like anime movies, right?
Did I get that wrong?
Are they anime or they're just like Japanese films? Are they considered anime?
Yes, in a way, but like...
Or is anime just for TV shows?
Oh,
I would say they're animated films in an anime style.
Mm.
Anime? Yeah.
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Should we go to fan submissions?
Yeah, we totally can.
Did you guys acknowledge my shirt at all? Like, I dressed up on theme today. It's the Cannes Film Festival 1991
That's
t-shirt.
The year you were born.
Oh, cute. Yeah, it is. I noticed your hat. And I love your hat.
Laura Dern hat.
Yeah, Laura Dern for your consideration. I don't know.
I'm so sorry. I didn't notice your shirt.
Just thought it'd be a bit cinematic.
No, it's cute. I like that.
When you were walking, I was like, cool shirt. But I honestly didn't read it. I just saw the color and I was like, that's nice.
Yeah, very 90s shirt.
I wish I said it out loud.
Okay.
To give you that
validation. 45 degree angle.
It's literally,
I just feel like I'm so slouched. It feels very small. Sit up
and then turn the mic.
Just do this. I'll give you a little tutorial.
See, that feels so far away from me.
No, we'll do that.
And then lift it up.
And then pull it up a little.
I feel like as long as this part's by your mouth.
Do we need to address? Yeah, how come great. You decided to sit next to me?
I just thought it'd be fun to switch it up. Because you're the same height. And Carly looked so like...
Do you feel yourself like going to her height?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I felt like I was kind of...
No, I feel like we're more similar in height. Just say that
you missed me. It's fine.
No, I don't know. I just wanted to see how it looked on camera. If maybe it just changed up the dynamic.
Yeah. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see in the edit.
Okay. Well, we can get into listener cues, P's, Q's, whatever. Okay. Hello. Literally best podcast ever. Thanks. Absolutely adore you guys. You're my favorite. It's just a compliment. It's not even a question. You're my faves ever, ever, ever. My movie opinion is that The Lion King is overrated. Criminally overrated. What? Like, it's the most famous Disney movie that I've experienced, and it truly isn't even that good. Maybe I've just seen it too many times growing up, but I do not like it any bit. Anyway, I hope that's not too controversial. Oops. Anyway, love you guys. Have so much fun. Have a good week.
I do think it's controversial.
That is a hot take.
Yeah.
The Lion King is my favorite Disney movie.
I think it's the first movie I ever saw. I saw it in theaters too. I was like 5 years old and I remember crying in the theater.
Yeah.
My grandma took me. I think it was the first movie I ever saw in theaters. It's a masterpiece.
Yeah.
This person is wrong.
The soundtrack?
Yeah. I like it for what it is. Like the connection as a memory, watching it so many times as a child. But to be honest, I never really like made it through The Lion King in one sitting.
Oh my God.
That's a movie. Dude, as a kid, you turn that on, like you fall asleep halfway through.
I agree to disagree.
That's like the Land Before Time. I always remember falling asleep during those movies.
You keep naming all my favorites.
those are like nap time movies where it's like, all right, let's put on The Lion King.
Land Before Time, 100%. That's all I can think of is like being sleepy.
It's just sad and just like, yeah. I don't know. After the bug scene's delicious. And then like the everything else, Hakuna Matata, that's great. Everything else, I'm like, eh.
I don't know. I think you get it all. You get the romance. You get the horror. You get the
death.
Camaraderie. You get it all.
Yes. Isn't it a well-rounded movie?
The Lion King is Hamlet.
Can't it just be The Lion King?
Wait, what do you mean it's Hamlet?
Like
the storyline is based on Hamlet. He's avenging the death of his father.
Oh, I've never seen Hamlet or anything.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know the plot.
Sorry.
To be or
and
not
like Rosencrantz
to be.
And Guildestern are like Timon and Pumbaa.
Okay.
Wait, what's everyone's favorite Disney movie?
Of all
time?
The Lion
King. The Lion King. Yeah, of all time.
Like, in the 90s.
A Goofy movie.
Oh, okay.
That's my friend Sarah. Yeah, she's like a Disney influencer.
That's a good one.
That's her favorite.
I always forget about that one.
Yeah, stand out above the ground.
Goofy just like really bothers me. So it's hard to watch.
Like his voice or just his whole...
Because he's just like so dumb. Like, I'm like, stop doing that. Just be normal.
But he has
I don't remember the plot.
He does have a good heart. But he's goofy, you know?
Yeah, he's goofy. What's your favorite Disney movie?
Probably Toy Story. Like that series.
Yeah,
those are incredible. But
I feel like we had this conversation. You didn't really see any, right?
Yeah, not the Disney Channel originals. Those I haven't seen any of them.
Mm. But, like the ones that were on TV.
Yeah, never seen like any of those.
Well, good thing Disney Plus exists, and you can go do a rewatch.
Are Disney Channel originals on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we watch Full Court Miracle together?
Sure.
Like, yeah. I would like Jewish to also one? Be present.
That would be so fun to like watch it and like react and talk about it. You see Mike's reaction.
There's very rarely Jewish movies that are not about the Holocaust. So anytime there is a Jewish movie, I'm game to watch it.
Has anyone recently like rewatched any Disney Channel originals? Or like when Disney Plus came out, did you
I watched Xenon like two days ago. Somebody was on TikTok live and was just like streaming the whole thing. So I popped in for a little bit. It still holds up. What's just weird is that I used to have the biggest crush on Xenon. Uh-huh. And now it's weird. I'm like a 30-year-old man. And I'm like, I used to really like her. And then you're like, why am I watching this?
Well, she's like, probably like 30 in the movie, if you think about it. I bet she's between like
she was probably that's like a 15 or 16 year old girl in the movie.
You think? I feel like they always cast higher than the age they actually are.
True. Who was the actress? Was it
Kirsten Storms?
Oh yeah, that's so funny now that I hear that.
I'm Kirsten Storms.
Yeah,
I watched Johnny Tsunami. It's just like so funny. I think it's just with age too. Like the movies aren't bad. They're just like oh my god.
You just remember them being so good.
Do you think we could get Kirsten Storms on?
I don't know. What is she up to right now?
Probably just being a mom, and she's on Days of Our Lives and doing so
well. Oh my god, that's
right.
Yeah, that's nuts. Oh, but she was just like a staple.
She's someone who I don't know how I would like. I think I could be very cool, but I would honestly feel so fulfilled, like with my life, that like I met her. Like my childhood self would be like, wow.
Well, I'm gonna get like Matthew Broderick on because he was my crush as as the Lion King himself, Simba. So
that's Matthew Broderick is Simba?
I'm pretty positive. Yeah, it's like Jonathan Taylor Thomas is baby, and then I'm pretty sure Matthew Broderick is the old Simba. May need to fact check, but I'm almost positive.
Is it Nathan Lane and Billy Crystal or Timon and Pumbaa?
I think so.
I believe Billy Crystal.
I know Nathan Lane. I know is in that movie too.
Who's Pumbaa? Who's Pumbaa?
I'm just doing the movie right
Timon,
now.
Timon, it's Nathan Lane. Like blah blah. But I'm thinking of it's me as Pumbaa. I don't recognize that voice. Is it John Goodman?
No.
I think it might be Billy Crystal.
I don't think it's John Goodman.
Have you seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Yes.
Okay. When I was a young mortal.
You just keep thinking of them.
Just movies that you may not have seen. Because I also missed out on a lot of movies growing up, too.
Lion King. Let me get the names, just so we can
Timon
move past
and
this.
Pumbaa.
James Earl Jones. Scar. Yeah, Matthew Broderick, Simba.
Wow.
Oh, Zazu.
Oh, Zazu is Rowan Atkinson.
Nathan Lane is Timon.
Right. Who's Pumbaa?
Ernie Sabella.
Pumbaa.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. Well, this was interesting.
I liked also the Genie movie with Robin Williams.
Aladdin. Yeah. What the fuck, Mike?
First of all, you refer to Aladdin as the Genie movie?
That's like what I imagine. That's like the whole movie is Robin Williams losing his mind for an hour and a half on screen.
The Genie, the true Genie movie
Aladdin?
Is Kazam with Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes, oh my god, and he had the cool pants.
Uh-huh.
Oh wait, yeah, I've seen the car. Is that you talking about the cartoon?
Yeah, the cartoon with Robin Williams and...
Oh, then yeah, I think I've seen it. I saw something as a kid and like I don't remember him now, but I saw them.
Oh, it's like a Robin Williams stand-up set like wrapped around like this story about a kid.
Do you guys remember Flubber?
Oh my god.
Robin Williams. I had a... My dad, he used to like install home theaters and he would work in movie theaters do like the stuff there. So when they would be switching the... like posters and stuff that were in the movies, he would like take some home, and one of them was a cardboard cutout of Robin Williams in Flubber. And we had it like hanging in our basement.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
That is really cool.
You should have kept that.
They just moved, but like they were literally still in our basement. We had like a giant, giant Pirates of the Caribbean one. I had, when I was a kid, I had, it's like so, Fern Gully. I had like a giant poster of Fern Gully in my bedroom.
Whoa.
And then we would just like interchange them. They were like the vinyl ones too.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
It was very
nice.
Cool. It was like a cool perk of his job.
Fern Gully.
Fern Gully. Scary. That is snoozer. A horrifying but they didn't movie. Yeah. Stop. No, it's
you know what
so
I'm talking
scary
about?
On the tar.
Yeah, the tar just going through like. That's sound. How it sounds. You'd be like.
Yeah. Truly. Okay. So while we're speaking of Disney, someone said, who is your favorite Disney princess and why?
Mulan.
Oh, yeah. Carly did.
That was my favorite Disney movie of all time. But I don't think she's technically a princess, but she's always included
in
the princesses.
No, I'm pretty sure she is technically a princess.
But her dad isn't a king or anything.
She's an honorary princess.
Yeah.
Like, she gets, like...
She deserves it. She literally fought in war, so...
Yeah.
Queen. Oh, Disney princess. Yeah. Oof. Who's the hottest?
Sure. She's like, Cindy Sweeney.
Rapunzel. I was never really, like, a princess girly, so...
I don't know if I could even name, like, five Disney princesses.
Try.
Ariel or Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
Yep.
Fiona from Shrek. Is that a Disney?
That's DreamWorks, dude.
Oh, okay, so not her.
I would have said that too, probably, honestly.
Fiona from Shrek.
Jasmine from Aladdin.
Yep. Good job.
Think of all the blondes.
No one is like listening to this going,
yeah,
to be
I don't
like,
know, I can't.
Cinderella.
Oh, Cinderella. I
like my favorite Disney princess is Hilary Duff in A Cinderella Story.
Oh, there you go.
Does that count?
No. I like the remakes more than I like the originals. Again, they were all just too scary because they'd all have like evil witches.
Right, like Snow White has the scary witch.
Yeah. Whereas, like, it was, I think for a child, it was more believable that there was a scary lion. And I was like, that'll never be my life.
Right.
Moana.
She's not a Disney princess.
Yes, she is.
No.
What are you talking about?
I think like
Moana isn't a Disney princess.
I don't think that she is technically. Just like Anna and Elsa technically aren't Disney princesses either.
Because what?
I
they're not
they
like
are
of
now,
royal
though,
lineage.
I no, I always see them like
no,
Target,
it's like in it. Sarah was just explaining it to me because we wanted to Disney bound as them. She's like, well, technically they're not Disney princesses. And I was like, okay, but they are.
Because they're not in a royal family?
No, because they have, like, their own, like, sphere of whatever.
Of what
it
a
is.
Disney princess
I don't know.
Is.
Disney is complicated.
By 2019, Moana was officially inducted into the Disney princess lineup, becoming the 12th member.
12th.
The 12th?
Yeah.
I know, exactly. She's part of the gang. Okay, Disney princesses have been, what, around since, like, I don't know, the 60s?
I think
I don't know why I'm getting angry.
I'm literally like, okay, great.
So you figure, you know, enough years have gone by and enough Moana is part of it.
Only 12 sounds low, though, for like, what if, there are. If we're considering Snow White and Cinderella, these movies that came out in like 1930, like, that's one per decade.
Yeah, so exactly. So many. Moana was significant.
Okay.
They're picky about their princesses.
The ice girl, Elsa.
Oh my God.
Elsa, yeah.
I'm not a... Okay, well, let's move on.
Ice girl. Oh my God. Fun fact, though, that I'm very excited about. High School Musical, the musical, the series, the theme of...
Did you just have a stroke?
No, that's what it's called.
What?
High School Musical, the series.
Yes.
Do you not know what we're talking about?
No, but continue.
You know the show that Olivia Rodrigo got popular on?
High School Musical.
Bizarre.
It's called High School Musical, the series.
So it's a high school where High School Musical was filmed. Like, they are the theater kids who go to that high school where High School Musical was originated. So their high school play that year is High School Musical. So it's High School Musical, the musical, and it's a series, not the movie.
It's actually that is like it's pretty good. It's shot like The Office.
No, we love it.
And I mean, they have to have named it knowing that this is like a topic of conversation.
It's supposed
to
be meta.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. 100%.
They're not like trying to get away with like.
But so the new series, this new season came out last night, and we watched the new episode, and they're doing like summer camp edition, so they're not actually in school this season, and the musical they're doing is Frozen, so I am very excited. It's my like new, like, you know, 2000s favorite Disney movie is Frozen, and Corbin Bleu made a cameo, which is really cool. I think he's gonna like be in the series, and Jackson from Hannah Montana is in it.
Oh my god, Jackson
from Hannah. Oh, the brother.
Yeah.
Whoa,
he's like the camp counselor, like the head of the camp.
Does he look the same?
Yeah, but he's like old.
Wasn't he already like 30 something when he was playing her brother?
And at the time we were like, what? Because he's playing like a 18-year-old. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The guy who played Ferris Bueller's best friend in that movie.
Alan Rock?
Yeah, he was 30 in that movie.
I saw him.
That makes me feel so good.
Isn't that crazy?
Is he the guy from Succession?
Yes.
I saw him. I was standing in line with him getting my prescription.
Where at? Over
at Rite Aid.
Yeah.
I saw him at
Ralph's one time next to the Cheez-Its. Wow.
This guy's doing his own grocery shopping and his own pharmacy pickups.
And he was so nice to them too. They like knew who he was. And I was like we were standing like this far apart, both at our individual thing, talking to our individual pharmacists. And he was like, oh, how have you been? And I remember the conversation perfectly. The woman was like, oh, I was just really sick. Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, well, I'm glad you're feeling better. Like, so good to see you. And I was like,
wow, like a neighborhood guy.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't know. You think someone like that has like an assistant getting there?
I know. And he's like a full dad. He just looked like a totally normal guy.
Yeah.
Like full dad bod. I think he was wearing like an Aviator Nation hoodie.
He used to live on my street, but I didn't know which house was his.
Well,
he was 30 years old and playing a high school kid. So
makes me feel great.
I told you about Xenon.
So maybe.
That's the thing. Like, kids are always like, oh my God, 30. That's so old. And it's like, 30-year-olds play high schoolers.
Yes.
I don't think people realize that.
Yeah, but the iffy thing is, like, with that show, Never Have I Ever, the girl who was in high school was actually, like, a teenager, and then the guy who she's the love interest, who's also in high school, was, like, 30 years old.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's weird.
And they have, like, scenes where, you know...
Oh, boy.
They're in love.
Doing lovey things.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's the right sound for that.
Hang on. Yeah. Okay.
You're doing an anime.
We kind of watched. We answered that one. Someone said, "What's your favorite Adam Sandler movie?"
Oh, I don't know.
What a great question.
Halloween.
No way.
I'm kidding. Mine's The Wedding Singer.
Great. I want to make you smile whenever you're sad.
Yeah, we did play that at our wedding.
Oh, that's right. I was there.
Yep.
That was really nice.
Yes, that's one of the more recent ones I've seen. I hadn't seen that one until like last year. But I've seen every other Adam Sandler movie.
I'm trying to think of Adam Sandler movies.
My favorite one is Punch
Drunk Love.
My favorite is Punch Drunk Love, Paul Thomas Anderson's movie. It's
dramatic
so good. It's on HBO Max or maybe Netflix right now. Oh, I love it. It's very, very good.
Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Big Daddy, Anger Management.
Big Daddy.
Grown Ups, Jack and Jill, which is... surprisingly hilarious.
That's
my
boy.
Have you seen That's My Boy with Nick Swartzen? Have you seen Jack and Jill?
Yeah.
I thought it was unbelievably funny.
I just think like anything, like Hubie Halloween was terrible, but I still thought it was funny because it was him.
Yeah.
The only thing that I didn't like with him recently was that movie he did with Jennifer Aniston. That's
Murder
like,
Mystery?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was bad.
It was all right. They're filming another one.
I know.
I like it.
Not a fan.
No, I didn't like it either.
I guess 50 First Dates. I don't know.
Oh.
Well, that's a good one.
I don't think I've seen like a lot of them. Like
50 First Dates?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great one. Yeah.
It's like classic. One of my least favorite Adam Sandler movies.
Why?
I think it's because it's too serious and it's like so repetitive for me that it like makes me anxious.
Do you think it's a little weird?
Yeah.
The movie?
It is weird.
Yeah.
Like it is sweet that he's falling in love with the girl.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, dude, you're getting off on like that, the idea.
Great. Yeah. I also like the one, it's like a more recent one, Just Go With It.
Oh, that's a great one.
I really like that one.
With Jennifer Aniston.
Yep.
And some
other...
Yeah,
they're like... He's always with Jennifer Aniston. Wait, what's the one where they take a trip? It's kind of recent, too. They go on like a trip with another couple or something.
Just
Go With It?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's like marrying someone and she works for him and he's like, come with me.
I don't remember.
And pretend to be my ex-wife.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my God, yes.
Okay, this new one, though, the basketball one, is really good, but I only watched half of it. And
I really liked it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like one of those movies where nothing, like there's no real point to it. but it's still enjoyable.
Sounds like my kind of movie.
Yeah. A packing movie.
He's just like such a good actor too, because you can have him be like a total dumbass, but then he does really good at serious stuff like Uncut Gems, that kind of stuff.
Punch Drunk Love. I want to watch that again tonight, even though I watched it a few days ago.
Oh, I love that. Your Vecna movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a good one. Who was your first movie crush? I guess you kind of said like Xenon was.
Well, yeah.
But this person said mine was Joseph Gordon-Levitt in Angels in the Outfield when I was like 5. So technically he was my first crush ever.
Oh, man.
And they said, oh, also Benny from The Sandlot.
Oh, that's a great character.
Yeah.
I had a crush on a cartoon. I forget what it was, but he was in, it was in the movie Dumbo.
Dumbo.
Oh, horrifying.
A cartoon.
So you had a crush on a cartoon animal? It was a scary movie.
Dumbo's so scary.
I don't remember. It's like Dumbo's friend. I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
Was it a real boy or an animal?
No, a real boy.
You had a crush on like a
cartoon. No, I said you had a crush on other, what was that
other
thing?
I also had a crush on Milhouse from The Simpsons.
From The Simpsons? Milhouse?
Yes.
Like the nerd that nobody likes?
Yes. Milhouse. I don't want to talk about it, okay? Wait, who was the guy in Dumbo?
I feel like you know, you get like little mini crushes, but my first real like crush was definitely Heath Ledger in 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, God.
And then I also had a big crush on Penn Badgley in John Tucker Must Die.
Because they look the same.
Yep.
Which one's him? Oh, that's the guy from You.
Yeah.
Which one's him?
That guy still looks the same.
I know. That's him. Yeah. Well, you should see him in John Tucker Must Die. He has like the long hair. Like that was like my awakening. I was like, I like emo boys.
Is he like the school DJ or something? Yeah. Or he's like, yeah. I want you to want me.
Well, I don't think that's his exact character. He's John Tucker's brother.
Wait, what's the ending song of 10 Things I Hate About You? That's the ending song.
Yeah.
10 Things I Hate About You. I want you to.
No, that's in the movie. The song that ends is like
the band's on the roof of the school and they pull out that final shot. What song is she singing?
It's, I think, that band's song.
Like, it's not a real.
Oh,
it's like a made for the movie song.
Or is it? I Want You to Want Me. No,
because at the end of John Tucker Must Die, she goes, and that's when I realized I want you to want me. Yeah,
I'm trying to, because they have that song that she plays at prom, but then I'm pretty sure. At the end, yeah.
Oh, damn. I wish I knew that a little bit better. I'm sorry.
It's absolutely in the movie. Maybe it is the ending song.
I just feel like they both have the same energy.
Yeah, that's like a 90s movie.
Can we look it up?
Yeah, I am.
Who were your crushes? Did you have a...
I don't think I ever had a movie crush.
Are you going to look up ending scene for 10 Things I Hate About You? Okay.
Is this valuable?
Kind of, a little bit.
Okay,
well... It is. I Want You to Want Me.
And then ending to John Tucker Must Die.
So you got any big plans this weekend? Or?
These are the hard-hitting facts. Dirty Little Secret. Is it?
Okay, but did we just figure out something that 10 Things I Hate About You and John Tucker Must Die
are like related?
Had the same ending.
they have the same song.
Just the same song.
It literally is. I just typed in ending song of John Tucker Must Die, I Want You to Want Me, live.
Damn.
Way to go. Gotta do a rewatch on Johnny Tuck Tuck. I haven't watched that in so long.
My childhood crush when I was a kid was the little girl in My Girl.
Oh, sad.
Yeah.
Oh,
no spoilers again.
I just remember as a kid, I was just like, that girl is so pretty. Aww. And I liked her. And then as like a teenager, I liked Kirsten Dunst and Bring It On.
Of course.
Oh, man.
I think one thing I would like to cover before we wrap is everyone's favorite actor and actress. I think that's a good like...
I don't really...
You want to have a favorite actor?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I just watch movies for what they are.
Christian Bale in Dark Knight.
Like an actor where you're like, okay, if this guy's in this movie, I'm going to go see it. Or if this actress is in a movie, I just want to see her performance.
I'm not like really like that.
Oh, I know, I'm not like that either. I don't really think about it, I guess.
But if I see that someone's in it, I'm like, oh, that's probably going to be good. But I'm not like, I have to see them in it.
Did you ever like have a like an actor?
Johnny Depp, 100%.
Johnny Depp. He's a great actor to follow his
career.
Yeah,
no, I was obsessed with him.
I like was a fan of him too. Not to be like whatever, but then when the Pirates of the Caribbean, I was like, I was like, damn, this sucks. Like, now he's just going to be some like big so famous, actor yeah. and like whatever. Cause he used to do all these cool indie
like
roles.
Blow and,
yeah. Blow.
Not underground
and,
anymore.
What's the other one that he did? Like Nick of Time, like all these weird Johnny Depp movies. Yeah. And then he's like now this big guy. But yeah, he's
yeah, we
the
were
best.
Like before fame Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Even though like I was a Pirates girly, like I would go to the midnight mass showings.
Pirates of the Caribbean came out on my birthday.
Happy birthday.
I haven't seen any of them. I've like protested them, but I feel like they're really good, right?
They like
you've never seen them?
Nope.
Well, first one's great. Second one, if you can keep up, it's pretty good. And then by the third, fourth, buddy, you tell me what the movie's about.
No, literally, yeah.
Tell me, even a Pirates of the Caribbean fan can't even explain to
really?
You.
Really?
No, oh. They just get like so ridiculous. Oh, it's okay. like I've not even worth either. Watching.
Oh yeah, the world's end and yeah. then like the...
I did see some, I think it was on TikTok though. It was a clip, I don't know which one it's from, but when they like go over the waterfall on like the
world's
the black...
end, yeah.
Okay, yeah. That was filmed at Niagara Falls. Like they used the shots, but I was like, how did they do that? I'm assuming it's just like the... high got, up shots.
Yeah.
But I thought that's pretty interesting.
Wow,
fact.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
My favorite actor, well, my favorite actress is Annette Bening. And then my favorite actor, I would say, would probably be Bradley Whitford or Paul Dano.
Oh, interesting.
Yep.
Paul Dano's good. That's only what I know from all of them.
Is it Dano or Dano?
Oh,
I don't know. But I saw him on Saturday.
Where?
Ooh. He was eating at that sushi restaurant near the Henry.
Ooh,
I walked by and I was like, wow. Cool.
Do you know the story about him with There Will Be Blood?
That he originally was going... Well, there was that one guy and they replaced him with yeah. Paul Dano. So Paul Dano ended up playing two roles and he acts like he's a twin. But it's also a way of interpreting, was he conning him into thinking that he was somebody else when he first met?
Oh. Well, that is true. But the thing that's interesting that I wanted to just mention in case you didn't know is that Daniel Day-Lewis had 6 months to prepare for his role as Daniel Plainview. And have you seen There Will Be Blood?
No.
Oh my god, it's like this, it takes place in 1900, it's like a western, it's like really dramatic, it's about the oil industry and like this guy going out west to like dig for oil, and Daniel Day-Lewis plays like this Ooh. Incredible character. He had 6 months to prepare, and then Paul Dano was supposed to have like one scene in the movie, and there's another character that has like a lot of scenes with Daniel Day-Lewis, and then like they were supposed to start shooting on Monday. And on like the Thursday before, this other actor just dropped out or there was a conflict. So they told Paul Dano, like, okay, you're actually going to be playing the second lead in this movie in like 4 days. So you're watching this movie of like the best actor of his generation, Daniel Day-Lewis, who had 6 months to prepare for his role, work with this guy, Paul Dano, who had 4 days, and he's just goes toe-to-toe with him the whole time.
Can y'all believe that?
Wow.
It's Damn. Amazing. He does such a good job in that movie. And you're just, I mean, it's not like scary. The main movie is There Will Be Blood, so it sounds scary. But it's just like a really good, like dramatic, like.
Do a Daniel Plainview impression.
I'm not doing a Daniel Plainview impression.
I've abandoned my boy! My child!
Yeah, it's so.
Oh, my boy!
Yeah, it's like. Sorry.
I'm Daniel Plainview. I'm an oiled man.
I'm going to be honest. The whole time you were telling that story, I wasn't really listening because I was just thinking about how Jennifer Lopez is honestly not a bad actress.
She's great. Selena?
Enough?
Oh, Enough. Come on.
There's a movie called Enough?
Yes.
You've never seen it? Oh my god, it is.
It's so good. You have to
phenomenal.
Watch it.
Phenomenal. You gotta watch it.
I think she got a bad rap for being in that movie, Geely, right?
Geely with her and Ben Affleck.
Yeah, it was like one of the worst movies of all time. I think her career, like, people
stopped.
That
must have been like early on.
No, dude, she's come back in some other stuff.
Like, think Made in Manhattan, The Wedding Planner.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she
iconic, like, early. She,
the new movie, though,
90s.
Marry Me or whatever.
Oh,
bad.
God.
Terrible.
For both of them. Owen Wilson, too.
Yeah.
I thought it wasn't that bad, or I haven't seen it, but I heard it.
It looks like a Lifetime, like,
no,
TV movie. Like,
oh, my God. I was trying. And I'm all for, like, bad movies. Like, I enjoy them, but
yeah.
I couldn't watch it. Oh, I don't God. Know if it's because it was, like, around Christmas, and I was like, this isn't the vibe, but it just felt like it was too, like,
forced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do y'all have Letterboxd accounts?
I don't know what that is.
We should make some and we can link them down below. It's a really cool app where you can like rate and review movies stuff. And
yeah, it was
that.
Good.
Yeah,
I
mean,
I
just usually star things. I don't really write like that clever of a review, but I need to start doing it more often. But it's a great way to like keep up with what people are watching. So if you guys want to check out my Letterboxd, it will be linked down below.
It's a cool service. Like, we have a friend who works at A24, and he's like he sees every movie that comes out, and like he'll
Matt Grippy, they know
oh,
him.
You know Matt Grippy.
Oh yeah,
We knew him before you.
Okay, he works at A24, right?
Yeah.
So like he, but he's always talking about movies, and if I'm ever like, what do I watch? I'll go on Matt Grippy's Letterbox, sure. See what he's watched recently.
Cool.
And
it's like Goodreads, but for movies.
Exactly. Yes. Got it. Yes.
Well,
yeah, I think that's.
I gotta pee.
This was fun. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed watching this talking
this movie.
Hopefully you enjoyed watching us talking about watching things. And I hope that you have a really great week. I hope that you go and see a movie that moves you. Let us know if there is a movie that you think we haven't seen that you think we should.
Yeah.
Comment down it below. Get in arguments with everybody. Argue about what is the best movie. And hopefully you make some discoveries along the way. Thank you so much for watching. Good Influences. I'm Matt King.
Signing out. And I'm signing out.
Signing out. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.